Hello, welcome to this Cyber Tower study room on the global auto industry. My name is Arthur Wheaton from Cornell University ILR in Buffalo, New York. I have the best job in the world. I get to read about, study, research, and talk about the global auto industry. We're standing here today in Ithaca, New York at Bill Cook Imports. And one of the things we're going to talk about today in one of the later sections is how do you know if it's an import or not an import? We're going to talk about made in the USA, what's made in the USA. We're going to talk a little bit about OEMs or original equipment manufacturers for some of the big companies you see around us. We're also going to talk a little bit about tier one suppliers or the supply industry. We'll talk about Ford Motor Company and Visteon, and we'll talk about a lot of different things on this section. Well, the days of the big three dominating the world in the global auto industry are gone forever. You still have Ford, General Motors, and Daimler Chrysler as three of the biggest, but they're no longer the biggest. The changing is coming fast and rapidly. We've got Chevrolet still being one of the biggest, most popular cars and vehicles in the United States, Ford being one of the more popular vehicles around the world. But number three and climbing fast on the global auto industry is Toyota. You got Toyota as the third largest, followed by quite a few other companies from a lot of different countries. So you've got Toyota from Japan, you've got Nissan from Japan, you've got the big three mostly from the US, but Daimler Chrysler's now from Germany. So you've got a German company in the big three. You've got other French companies involved. You've got Renault. You've also got Peugeot, Citroën. You've got quite a few other countries making a big impact. We also have South Korea starting to get much larger in the global auto industry. Here in the United States, people are finding it more difficult to find out which cars are made in the USA or not made in the USA. Later on in this Cyber Tower room, you'll get a chance to test your knowledge. We're going to talk about which cars are made in the USA and which ones are not made in the USA. Standing behind me are quite a few of the cars we're going to have on your quiz or your test to try to test your knowledge and your skill. One of the next sections we're going to move to is talking about the global auto industry and some of the original equipment manufacturers.